From KALW, this is Sights and Sounds, your weekly guide to the Bay Area art scene through the eyes and ears of local artists. I'm Janae Darden. My guest this week is Oakland poet James Cagney. Hey, James.
Hey, Janae. How are you today?
I'm good. I'm so glad you're here. James is the author of Black Steel Magnolias and The Hour of Chaos Theory, which earned him an Oakland Pen Award. And right now, we're going to hear his art suggestions for things to see, hear, and do at home. First up is a virtual tour of the exhibit Coffee, Rum, Sugar, and Gold, a Post-Colonial Paradox. The Museum of the African Diaspora, or MOAD, is putting this on. The exhibit features works of 10 artists exploring European colonialism in the Caribbean. And for the past few weeks, MOAD has been having these virtual tours where scholars and museum staff talk about the work. James, I saw Coffee, Rum, Sugar, and Gold in person at the museum, and the art was spectacular. Why did you pick this one?
Because MOAD does extraordinary work consistently, and I just want them to get more love. I have done like a couple of programs through them, and have met and loved working with the staff that works out of there, and it's just like a great group of people, and they always have some really awesome events. What surprised me during the quarantine is they really kicked it up as far as like outreach for the community and doing some real active engagement through the net. So this virtual tour is kind of like an essential gift to the Bay Area and beyond.
It's a beautiful museum. Definitely, I've read there. I know you've read there, and I visit. I love going there. And it's a lot of goodies on their website, too. As you said, they really kicked it into gear. That's the virtual tour of Coffee, Rum, Sugar, and Gold, a Post-Colonial Paradox. Watch it on the Museum of the African Diaspora's YouTube channel. Your next pick is the book Contemporary American Poetry by John Murillo. This is John's second book where he writes about racial oppression and institutional violence against Black and Latinx people. Now, John teaches at Wesleyan University, but he grew up in LA and he is mixed race, Black and Mexican, so he's speaking from experience. What do you like about his work, James?
You know, this is, I guess, like a brand new book from a brother who I guess is kind of like a legend as far as like the African-American poetry scene, and particularly back east. And I just picked up this book because I'm also like a member, I guess, of the African-American poetry organization, Cabe Canem, of which he too is a member. And, you know, picked up the book out of support and actually was very, not just surprised as far as enjoying it, but was inspired. It actually helped trigger me to unlock some poetry that I've been working on pretty much for the last 3 or 4 weeks. There's like a ring of sonnets that he does in the middle of that book that was incredibly inspirational to me. Beyond that, it's a beautifully done confessional book, and it's the ideal book, I would say, to put in the hands of young African-American boys, because it's very male-centric and looks into Black male culture and ideology, and it's a fascinating, wonderful book, and again, very, very inspiring.
All right, go, John. That's Contemporary American Poetry by John Murillo. Order it from your local bookstore. And your final pick is the book Black Imagination by Natasha Morin. This is a collection of works with Black voices of various backgrounds, ranging in gender, economic status. In regards to this book and the Black imagination, Natasha says, quote, "Seeing ourselves as whole and healthy is an act of pure rebellion in a world so titillated by our constant subjugation." And this book has been praised by the likes of Kwame Das and Gloria Steinem. Beautiful cover. Have you read the book? And if you have, what did it mean to you reading it?
I've absolutely read the book, and what is incredible about this is she basically does like a survey of a lot of African-American artists and engages them with a series of questions that I feel like, the reason I brought this up today is because I feel like these are things that we can all work on with ourselves right now while we're still under quarantine. She has several artists, for example, there's a section of the book where people respond to her prompts of, what is your origin story? You know, it's like, how exactly do you heal yourself? And more importantly, imagine and describe a world where you're loved and valued and held safe. You know, it's like she really engages African-American artists to think about claiming their space in the world that, to be honest, we really haven't had like a lot of people rally us together to do. She has us engaged in an artistic, creative, and purposeful way that I think is quite, quite beautiful.
It sounds very deep. That's Black Imagination by Natasha Marin. Order it wherever you get your books. Onyemana, onyemana. I've been speaking with James Cagney, author of Black Steel Magnolias and The Hour of Chaos Theory. Check him out this Saturday, May 9th, 1 p.m. at the Weekend of Words Virtual Literary Festival. To learn more about any of the things you heard about today, visit KALW.org and make sure to subscribe to the Sights and Sounds podcast, which is available wherever you get your podcasts. This episode of Sights and Sounds was engineered by Tark Fuda and produced by me. I'm Janae Darden. Mana, a quaint one mana. Yet you can't go to far. Yamuke one night.